morning or good afternoon, depending where you are in the world. Today, I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you my wisdom and insight that I receive through my psychic, clairvoyant, multidimensional vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated change, on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because it is a call-in show, and you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. So the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And before we start it, I want to let you know, all the listeners know, here on KKNW, the format of today's show, we have 4 15-minute segments. In the first segment, I'm going to talk about a subject of the day. It's the energy tip of the week that will help you be able to energetically hold your posture, or think of that means have flow throughout the week, and easier get along with people and life in general, a little easier this week. And so that's the energetic update for the week. And then after that, first break, we're going to go to the break, and then we open up the phone line. So that's the format of the show. We do, again, a tip of the week, and we get into or whatever I'm really guided to do, to talk about. And actually, I wanted to bring up the subject of interdimensional psychic clairvoyant sight, because it sounds like a lot of words. And every once in a while, I like to remind people as far as my reading style, what I'm doing, and also encouraging people that I believe that each and every single one of us is intuitive. I believe that we can develop our intuition. I don't see it as a gift that is given to a special few. I see it as part of our evolutionary process. And as we are evolving, and we are quickly are evolving, recognizing our inheritance, it says the angel having the human experience, as we claim that birthright, as we step up to the plate, so to say, and say, yes, I want to step up, take the responsibility and accountability, because a lot of times people, consciously or subconsciously, are afraid to do that, to take that responsibility and accountability. There's a part that even deep, if it's in the deep recesses of our mind or our subconscious, that we're waiting for that patriarchal, matriarchal, mother, father, God to take care of us. There's a part, this is what we're doing right now, we're getting out of those dynamics that have been really woven in our energy fields and our history for consciously or subconsciously for eons, for thousands and thousands of years, that there's those people that are above us. Even think of priests, clergy people, gurus, teachers that are that we can, again, consciously hold them, or subconsciously even, hold them somewhat above us. And then we have the government, leaders, those, again, kind of people. And then we have the us. And so this is where we're stepping out of that hierarchical order, and we're really stepping up to being encouraged to step up to the plate and redefine who we are and who we see ourselves as. And that goes into ourselves as far as how we define ourselves. What is the corner of what I say our self-esteem, self-worth corner energetically? And the more we clear that out, the more we are able to step out of mind chatter and separation. And that mind chatter keeps us in the, what I call the merry-go-round, or the gerbil ride posture, where we go around and around and around, and we do a lot of delay tactics or saboteur postures there. And so we're in this grand time right now where we're being encouraged to take accountability, responsibility for our life. So if we don't like a certain direction that our life is going into, then the place to is not to look outside and start wagging fingers at other people. It's this person's fault, that person's fault. It's really time for us to look inside and to say, what can I do? What is a step that I can take today to change my life? And again, sometimes we can get laid off, or outside circumstances do seem to have control over our life, but we all can, our attitude makes all the difference in the world. Think of the story of the guy that was in the concentration camp, and even as the people were operating him with no anesthesia, he changed his mind. He went into his heart, and he had compassion. And even though he was in the most horrific position that anybody could be in, being in a concentration camp, being operated on with no anesthesia, he got out of that space of separation, went into his mind, and that's where he decided that nobody can do, can take his soul away, can take his how he feels and sees and directs his energy away, no matter what anybody was, no matter what the outside circumstances are, is what that comes down to. So that goes back into, again, how we see ourselves, how we define ourselves, how we look at life, what is our perception. And the more we clear out the corner, our corners, and that's what I always talk about, feng shui in our life, feng shui, getting rid of the clutter in our mind, our physical, mental, emotional corners, the more we do that, the more we have more flow in our life. Literally, it gets rid of energetic, think of it as dust balls that collect, and we collect these daily throughout the day. And the more we are waking up to, again, our divinity, the more the light is in on our the photo, the light comes into our energy, and the more it's going to show our closets where they need to be cleaned. It's just like if you were to get put a light into a bedroom or a room, and you'd see the dust. And so think of this as a real period right now where we're going over and taking white gloves on and looking to see where there's dusty corners and cobwebs, and we're the ones that are going there with the hands in our gloves. And we're wearing the gloves, and we're walking around, and it's not in a place to beat ourselves up or to say, I'm so gross and dirty or this is disgusting. This is in a self-empowerment way of saying, you know what, I didn't look in this corner of fear even achievement, a fear of my saboteur behavior. So I want to sabotage myself. And so let's take the light and let's get the gloves on in here and look into here and see what I do, what kind of behavior I have to be able to cut myself short, to sabotage when I'm starting on a flow of even a diet or good behavior as far as good habits. Let's say even I talk about energy habits all the time, and that as far as getting the flow, being able to tap into yourself, be able to clear your energy tubes. It's like taking a shower and to be able to put a bubble of light around yourself, something along those lines. All of those are really healthy habits that get you into a strong energetic posture that then you feel like you're directing your life versus that your life is taking you by the reins, and you're getting directed by the forces outside of you. This is totally changing your paradigm, how you perceive life, and this is what we're being encouraged to now. And we have all the guidance and help and support in the world by our guides, our angels, our higher self, our higher consciousness. So think of the more we get our clutter out, the more we take the time to really review our life and how we're directing our energy with every thought, word, and deed, the more you're going to see into your life how you are take that accountability, responsibility, then all of a sudden you can see other options. You'll see other opportunities coming to you where you didn't see before because your head was looking off in what I call the gerbil rides. You were too busy contracting your energy and looking either at the past or past experiences. And as soon as we start changing our perception and stepping back, it's becoming the observer, being in this world and not of it. The more we do that, the more we will absolutely see and experience different opportunities in our life. You cannot not. That's the way energy flows. So the more we embrace the energetic component that we are, and also realizing that that energy is part of our signature, and that signature is part of our soul, and our soul is part of who we are, our soul signature, the more we feel really connected to that, our soul signature is not somewhere outside of ourselves in the Akashic records or in some library that's way up above us. Our soul, our essence is inside of us. And so the more we feel and look and go inside of us, the more we feel much more balanced, the more we understand what it means. What they're saying is as above, so below, and that's where we want to really look inside of ourselves. And again, the more we look inside of ourselves, the more we create a stronger base. Think of a tree. The more a tree is rooted into the ground and it's rooted into the earth, the higher and stronger it can grow. And so this is where we're at this period right now, where we're stretching up, we're stretching our leaves, we're stretching our branches up to the skies, up to the sun, and as we stretch, we are growing stronger roots, or being encouraged to grow stronger roots. And so that also means going through this period of adding more Miracle-Gro to our tree. So think of us as the tree, and that Miracle-Gro is healthy thoughts, is healthy food, literally, is healthy drinking, what we take in. Think of garbage in, garbage out. So the more we feed ourselves, the more we clear ourselves as far as our roots, the roots become stronger, the more we start pulling in that life force, that prana, that SAMI, what they call it, Chi, whatever you want to call it, the more we are able to pull that in, receive it, the more that literally clears out those energetic spots that could be blocked, those closets, those places that are in our deep in our resources, in our recesses of our mind that we don't want to go into because it's the scary corners. And that's those parts that you want to go into because those are those periods that we they could be block ourselves. I call it the boogeyman corners, our shadow parts, our wounded child parts. But this is where here to look at those aspects and to really be the adult and go into those corners and to reclaim ourselves. It's a major soul retrieval, and that's what we're doing right now, and that's what we're going through. But think of yourself, again, as that tree, going for the being firmly rooted into this ground, daily applying that miracle grow. See what that miracle grow means to you. If it's prayer, if it's different energy maintenance, if it's yoga, if it's again, healthy eating, watching your words, understanding with every thought, word, and deed, we're directing our energy. So how are you directing it today and right now and 5 minutes from now and 1 hour from now? The more we tune into, again, how we becoming more conscious, consciously directing of how we're directing our life, how we're directing our life force, our precious life force, the more it cannot not change our life around profoundly. This is, again, this is what this whole year is about. And so we're going to be going to our first break. And so add that miracle grow. It's the biggest key in feng shui. Clear out, get rid of the weeds, and be the tree and be the strongly rooted tree into the earth and go for the sun. And when we come back from the break, we're going to open the phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit VitalityChiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and value others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Get more energy in your step and reduce your joint impact by 50%. Join the thousands of people who have found pain relief from using Z-Coil footwear. These unique shoes are engineered to relieve pain that starts at your feet and works its way up your body. You have nothing to lose but your pain. Give Z-Coil footwear a try. They're available at Z-Coil of Seattle. Call 206-838-7338 and visit your2feet.com.
Are you ready for balance and wellness? Daisy Thompson at Northwest Healing Studio is a nationally known energy intuitive and Reiki master. By repatterning your energy structure, Daisy can help you make the changes you need to start attracting the life you want to experience. If you live with depression, anxiety, illness, pain, or stress, call Daisy at 206-550-8469 and begin to realize your true path in life. Visit NorthwestHealingStudio.com.
welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And we have opened up the phone lines, and I want to give the number out. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, by the way. And our number here is 1-800-930-2819. And again, 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
All right, I would love to. Let's actually bring on Sierra. She is calling in from Abbeysville, South Carolina. And Sierra, well, she wants to know what's on the platter, so to speak, for the next 6 months. She does, however, though, Carrie, keep getting information about her ex-husband, Eddie, leaving the planet. So let's see what we can do for her. Sierra, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks. Hi, Carrie. How's it going?
It's going very well. How are you doing, Sierra?
I'm doing much better now that I'm home and have been away in Charlotte for the last month.
Okay. Oh,
good to be home and out of the craziness.
That's very good.
But yeah, I'm just wanting to wish you well also on your journey to Ecuador.
Oh, thank you.
It's going to be very exciting, I'm sure, and hope lots of good things happen. And
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. So what's going on with you?
Just wanting to know what you see coming down the chute for me, not even 6 months, maybe just the next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And also had spent a lot of the last month being with my ex-husband. I just keep getting this feeling that the time that we spent together, and I don't know if it was more closure or more healing or all of the above, but I just keep getting some information that he may not be here much longer on the planet.
Okay. All right. What I'm seeing on your right side, Sierra, is you know when they have those scissors from when you're cutting cloth that has like a zigzag thing? You know, if they're on the scissors,
yep.
And they're helpful. My grandmother was a sewer. I didn't take that trait, but she was a beautiful, wonderful sewer. So when I see the scissors, that's the sign for me that that you know how they make it easier. They cut in a pattern that again makes it easier down the road, or it's good for hemming and that kind of deal. So
right.
I'm seeing that on your right side that goes through your emotional body and your mental body in particular. And I'm going into that 2.5 feet across your right side into the to think of 2.5 feet into 5.5 feet. So that hits right into the your emotional body and your mental body. And also I see it has cords right into your third chakra. So think of all of what that means, and especially when I see it right in the forefront of you, think of the third chakra has to do with subconscious, see the subconscious, and also our sun, our energy, our self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. And also think of that sun represents male-male relationships, how we bring in and even on the deepest core of us, how we think of our right side of our body as far as the male side, how we hold our energy, the male, and that all, and how we learn that at a very young age is by males, our fathers, our males around us, and so grandfathers, male figures, and then we learn later in life by our relationships. And so when I'm seeing this zigzag, think of that as it's cutting away and it's ruining the emotional mental body and having it where it's the cut by design. And I actually keep on seeing a grandmother having her, it's like hemming. So she has you hemming purposely. And it's interesting because I'm seeing you cutting counterclockwise. So that's redefining your feminine energy and your divine feminine energy. She's hemming this dress. And so think of this dress as like your, symbolically your colors, your divine feminine energy of your essence. And so she's hemming it in the sense of preparation as you think of symbolically go out the stage, and it's like a part of this is what I came down here for, to go out on the stage, to balance my right and left side, to get rid of any of the residual energy that has to do with cords of, in any direction, space of time that keeps me separated or has that zigzag energy that keeps me in the craziness of going back and forth, and or the mental mind, the emotional mind, and be able to, again, have it to have a unified field. And it's all about unification, especially over the next couple of months, down to the physical body. And then I see you again on this stage as far as going out to life differently and literally showing your energy signature, your soul, so your heart's signature, your soul logo, whatever you want to call it, putting it out into the world differently as far as it's like it's a stage opening. It's like a, almost like a, it feels like a beauty show in some aspects, but it's really being able to feel free in all directions of space of time of saying, this is my colors, this is who I am, this is my essence, and holding it and balancing the right amount in male and female energy. And when we're doing that, besides, it will absolutely change all our relationships with the males in our life, past, now, future, because you're learning to hold your right side differently, and especially when I go to the third chakra and to the back of the root chakra. So the back of the root chakra is in the past, and even including past incarnations. And so bringing forth in any past incarnations where I just saw you as a prince riding a horse, and it feels like going into like a king author energy. So think of that prince kingly, and that goes back to entitlement energy. So it holds the sense of entitlement down to the roots, right? And so you're entitled to have, feel like you can go out into the world, and that you're protected, that you're supported. And again, the divine feminine energy, that I can show my colors and I can show my my essence, and I don't have to have any fears of being annihilated or being burned at the stake. And so that's what's exactly coming up in the hemming of the dress, is where your the hem is, where it gives more room for your feet. And then I see your slippers, and it's actually interesting because I heard ruby slippers, but they weren't ruby. They were and so think of that, the sense of Dorothy, like there's no place like home. So part of the last couple of months, even last couple of years, Sierra, going over to last couple, next couple of months, is the final touches of a major soul retrieval, and it's going back to recovering parts of yourself and literally bringing it down to your physical body. And again, finish. This is all finishing touches. When we do hems, it's all about finishing touches of, again, going out to the worldwide stage and the radiating out energy out to the universal field in a different way. And that's huge. It's like graduation time. And so Dorothy, like there's no place like home, because instead of red slippers, when I'm looking at your shoes, there's gold on the right foot and platinum on the left foot. So there's gold and platinum slippers, which is my symbol of the male energy and the female in a unified field. So you're holding the energy of the unified field. So anybody that was around you, especially male relationships, that's not feeling that signature, and they could be feeling that, taking that same mark as far as that scissors make, and they could be feeling like they're having that energy all around them. And so that could be feeling like they're living in their emotional body with a lot of discord or that three-dimensional energy around them. And so you're giving yourself permission to go up to the fifth elevator regardless of wherever they are. And as far as with Eddie, seeing that part of him is learning to how to take the scissors, his own scissors out, and getting himself cut out of his mental body in particular. And the highest thing that you can do for yourself and for anybody, for including soul group and for everybody, is by staying up, going up to the fifth dimensional energy, staying there and really taking your entitlement, sitting there and showing your colors brightly and loudly. And that's the highest form of love you can do for yourself and for everybody else. So it's major soul retrieval is what it is. It's like finishing touches of soul retrieval. And again, stepping into the merging and unification of the right and left side of the unification of the energy field. It's huge. Okay.
That's cool. Well, thank you. That sounds all wonderful. And sounds like I've been doing all this hard work has been paying off.
Yes, I was just going to say that. It's like all the hard work has been paying off. And sometimes it's not easy, especially when I see the scissors that has that left-right kind of turn. That's sometimes, a lot of times in the metaphysics, when I talk to people, they can be confused and or even feeling betrayed, because it's like, gosh, why? I thought I got this one over. I thought I really, I thought I worked on this issue a lot, and why does it seem to keep on coming up? And so this is a time where we're really clearing out residual energies and having it come down to the physical, where we're not having to work on the issue anymore. It's like, it's literally we're pulling out the last bits of the cords, and so it doesn't have to come up into our experience anymore. And then we feel free from it for life, once and for all. So that's exactly what I'm seeing, big time.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Like I said, have a wonderful trip. I can't
wait
to hear all about it.
Okay, thank you.
Run off to a break then, I guess. All right,
yes,
Carrie?
We're going to go to a break, and then we'll be back after this short break. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be right back.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine, and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses, she's authored 8 books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com. Have you been baffled by the unanswered questions in your mind and heart? Are you ready to see your life unfold right in front of your eyes? Tap into the power of your inner voice, embrace the wisdom within, and live life to the max with the empowerment psychic, Linda Dickinson. Visit Linda at InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096 for a private session that'll help you live life to the max. Listen to Linda on the Dr. Pat Show and call in to connect with your guides.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Did you know that children should not carry more than 10 to 15% of their body weight in backpacks? This is Dr. Bonnie Verhunts to share some information about backpack safety. The longer a child wears a heavy backpack incorrectly, the longer it takes for a curvature or deformity of the spine to correct itself. That's why it's important that children who are carrying heavy backpacks throughout the year are under regular chiropractic care. They will be better able to deal with the physical stressors being put on their small bodies, and they will be able to enjoy the healthy benefits of a properly functioning nervous system. For more information on backpack safety and how to keep your child healthy throughout the school year, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521 and be sure to listen to me, Dr. Bonnie Verhunts, on the Dr. Pat Show, the second Tuesday at 10 o'clock of every month.
Did you know Greek Oats yogurt fat content actually helps you lose weight? Not only does this healthy fat contribute to curbing sugar cravings, also, the probiotic bacteria in Greek Oats yogurt has an effect on how fats are metabolized and absorbed by the body. So don't forget to pack a Greek Oats yogurt for a snack today. For more information, visit GreekOatsYogurt.com and AnnaLuke.com.
Welcome back to the Carol O'Connor Show. And we have the open phone lines, and I'm going to give out that number. It's 1-800-930-2819. And for any up and coming events, I just realized this, I didn't give out my phone number at all for private readings. You guys are hearing snippets, just really snippets of readings that I give. I give readings, I give healings, I go chakra to chakra. I do private sessions from around the world, from 15 minutes up to 2-hour sessions. So one, everyone can have a session fits everybody. And actually, if you say that you're listening from KKNW, we are running a special right through now through August for anywhere from $5 off to $30 off. So say that you heard the Carol O'Connor Show at KKNW, and you can get a session from anywhere, again, from $5 to $30 off. So that is, you can reach us by 860-887-1201, and the email address is union1111@yahoo.com. Or get on to our free email, and that's free newsletter, find out what's going on as far as free classes and all those stuff, and that is, again, www.carolconnor.com. So enough of that details. Why don't we go to those phone lines, Benny?
Yeah, but you know, Carrie, it's okay. From time to time, we need those details.
Yes, we do.
It's good to know, like, you know, why you're going to Ecuador. But I won't say anything. I won't go there.
That's our private little thing. That's right.
I protect everything. So with that being said, Marina from Bellevue is calling in. She's currently in between jobs, needs a little help deciding. She's also gone through a little health issue, too, with her ankle. Let's see if we can help Marina out. Marina, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing great. You know, I currently have a job, and I'm just on disability because I broke my ankle. And prior to this happening, I broke my ankle, so I know there's another job going to be offered to me from a different company, the same line of business. And I'm not sure if it would be the actual, if it's going to be, it'll be a better job money-wise, but I'm just not sure about the rest of us.
Okay, all right. You know, was your right ankle broken?
No, it was my left one.
Okay. Because I'm seeing your father's crossed over, correct?
Yes.
Okay, because he's pointing to your right ankle, and he keeps on pointing to it, and he's actually not only pointing to it, he's pointing to your the inner ankle bone, and he keeps on wanting to emphasize that. And it doesn't mean you're going to go and break your right ankle, but the right side of our body is about the male side of our body, and sometimes we can break a lot of times when I'm reading and doing a balancing with somebody, they can have the physical ailment can be on one side of the body, but the root cause or what the cause is about is on the other side of the body. And our bodies are always constantly talking to each other, right side and left side of our body. And so what the feet and the represent is stepping ahead, feeling our foundational energies, feeling firm in our foundational energies, meaning that's feeling safe, secure, and feeling like we're stepping in the right direction, right? And so that's why Dad keeps on pointing to the right ankle as far as, am I stepping in the right direction? Is this going to be the right job? Is this going to be the right position? All the rights. And he's also giving the number 555. So you're going to see a lot of fives. They like to give numbers to say that they're in and around. He's also giving you a red cardinal, so pay attention to see the word red cardinals around, pictures of red cardinals in and around, and they get your attention as far as the redness, and that also goes down to the root chakra as far as our rooting, grounding energy. And so he also wants you to think of the last 5 years, the last 5 months, including May, as far as this month of 209, and over the next 5 days, 5 months, five weeks, 555, as far as he says that's significant turning point, changing point, and also numerologically, very quickly, the number five means it's the number of change and a lot of change. And what he's emphasizing is the theme flexibility with change, because he shows me on his side of family when he went over on the other side, he learned when I see a table full of eyeglasses, that means my perception has changed immensely, and that he learned that he wished he was more flexible here. Seeing things play it pretty much black and white, and that's what he learned from his dad and his dad, his dad. And so the grandfathers and the great-grandfathers learned, like, having all the ducks in a row where things are pretty much black and white, and if we set up life like that, that's the way it's supposed to be. And then all of a sudden when something comes along and we get break our ankle, or all of a sudden it's like we get what I call the rug puller outer happens to us, it, like, makes us wonder, like, we fall on our behind and say, what the heck's going on? And then it goes into, go into our history, and then our history, we start pulling up, consciously or subconsciously, all our past experiences that have to do with, again, foundational energies, our root, first, second, and third chakras. So think of that, this is a part where he keeps on, the left ankle has to do with feminine energy, the past, and how the ability to receive. So really start asking yourself the questions, because what he's saying, he's handing you fine-tuning instruments, which you would see like tiny pliers that you would use on tiny little things, like if you're trying to get screws out of a cell phone, let's say. And when I see that kind of symbol, and they're gold in particular, so that symbol means something. That's the gold energy. That's the male energy. And think of these pliers and these screwdrivers are all about fine tuning the foundational energies and being able to open up that left side. So again, the left side is associated to the past. The right side is also associated with the future and the right now side. And so instead of having the part of, is this the right direction, think of, is this the light direction? And really getting into your heart and paying attention to the feelings of the heart and your feelings, empathic feelings, as far as, does this make me feel light or does this make me feel contracted? Do I feel like, oh God, I got to get up and go? Or does this make me feel excited? Paying attention to the feelings part instead of getting caught into the mental part, because he's putting a great big umbrella over your head, and especially again over the next 5 days, next 5 weeks, into the next 5 months. And that umbrella protects you from the sense of, it feels like it's raining cats and dogs. And so it's like he's saying, I'm giving you protection. I'm bringing in other people here from the family. So think of grandfathers, and a lot of people, and the ladies too, are here surrounding you. And this is all about your foundational energy, is to have you feel like you're stepping in the light direction, which means it's the right direction for you. I do see the company changing, offering a different job, and it does feel lighter, and especially going down to that fine-tuning, that you're going to be going in there with I see an outline coming from your hand, and meaning that means you're taking the time right now in your heart to think about and getting into your heart energy of what feels light for you, meaning this is what I want to do, this is what I don't want to do. I like to do this, and I thrive when I do this. I really don't care to do this. And so it's like fine-tuning what you like to do and what you don't like to do. What's your strengths, what's not your strengths, and being able to, again, create it like a symbolic outline, but you're also being able to give it to the other people. These are my strengths. This is where I strive in. This is what I could do in my sleep. This is what I absolutely love. When we do that, and more companies are starting to look at that and starting to say, hey, you know what? When we find that people, as far as absenteeism and sick, as far as their sick stuff, when people do what they love, they absolutely thrive, and the whole office is happy. So this is a time, again, not only for change, major change, but this is a step for a lighter step for you, because I'm hearing your father also saying a long, long, windy road. So the sense of having to be one to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, you're not one to complain and just say, oh, poor me. You're one to just pull yourself up and get the job done. And this is where it's like, when am I going to get a break? And he's like, this is when you're getting a break, and this is where things are going to appear and be lighter and get lighter and lighter and lighter for you. And it's setting up, again, the foundation for over the next 5 years. And so think of foundational energies going down to your ankles, representing how do we step out in life and feeling firmly supported, and again, feeling that you can step out in the light way, and this is light for you, not right or wrong. This is about lightness for you. What do you feel? What makes you feel light and better? And that's when we start attracting those kind of situations and scenarios. He also shows me symbolic water on the knee on the left side. And so when I see that, that's a holding up of a grief, and he's shown me the month of three. And so I want to go into the third of the month or March, and I feel like this is female related. He's also calling to Elizabeth, Lizzie, or Lizzie, something like that. And it's also going to back to the past. And so think of somebody in the past as far as Elizabeth, Lizzie, Liz, Elizabeth, something along those lines. But the sense of grief is having to again, when we have to be stoic or pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and learn it at a young age, there's a part where we repress grief. And so this is a perfect opportunity to let it go out, understand that you're supported, and again, a release, profound release, and letting it run down your body, run down your legs, and that allows the energy to repattern itself. And then, again, allow the light to come in because they're there all to support you. You're going to see a lot of fives and a lot of threes. The fives are the guys coming in, the threes are the ladies coming in, and again, they're standing there to support you, to have you feel, especially your 3 to 5 year old child within you, is to go back to what was going on in your root chakra when you were 3 to 5 years old, and that they're energetically supporting you. And so even deep in your subconscious, you can feel like we all need to feel like somebody's got our back, that somebody's there to support us. And then we feel like we can go and step out in the direction. When we don't feel like that, then we feel very shaky. We feel energetically orphaned or abandoned. And so this is when we have to pull ourselves again up by our bootstraps. When we create an energetic pattern where we feel very supported, then we get a whole new deck of cards, because we are literally feeling life differently. We're feeling different support, all of that, and that's what you're going through right now, okay?
That's great, Carrie. Yeah, that's exactly. I mean, I'm going through some big change.
Absolutely understand that and absolutely see that. That's all the five ton. And so hang on in there, because you're absolutely stepping in the light direction. Remember, light to light to light. And that's huge, and especially 5 years is a long time to feel like it's been stepping in like a heavy hardship. So that's so think of the light is on the way, and especially right now. Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
okay.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you very much, Carrie.
Okay. Good. God bless you too. And, we're going to go to another break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we'll be back after these short few messages.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Are you tired of the diet roller coaster? Tired of losing the weight only to gain it back again? Would you like to learn how to take the weight off once and for all? This is Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis, where we help thousands of clients reach their goals and stay there. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That's 888-311-7157.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight. And the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Do you know how to live courageously? Have you mastered your own mind power to create abundance in every area of your life? With Dr. Joanne White's empowering seminars and books, you'll supercharge your own abilities. The success doc, author, speaker, life, and business coach will help you transform your life and exceed your expectations. Call 1-877-DOC-WHITE or visit docwhite.org to live your dreams right now.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Terry O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Terry can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's The Terry O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on The Dr. Pat Show.
Welcome back to The Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we take some more phone calls?
Oh, okay, but wait, one more thing. Since you are going to Ecuador, what are you going to bring back for me? What? I got to ask. Right. I mean, I think that's only fair, right? I mean,
I will bring you back a very special surprise.
A special surprise. I could only hope. What do they make in Ecuador? Do you know? Does anybody know?
A lot of cool things.
A lot of cool things. Don, do you know? No, Don doesn't know either. Okay. Don's our next show host. I was just trying to see. She's full of, you know, trivia up there in the noggin, so I figured I'd ask her too, but apparently not. Maybe Galadriel will know. She's calling in from Oak Harbor. She wants to ask you, Carrie, if she should be doing readings, like card readings, as her life purpose. So let's see what you think. Galadriel.
Good morning. Good
Hi,
morning,
how are you?
Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. I need to try to figure out what my life purpose is, and I think it has to do with doing readings and helping people.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering what you see.
Okay. Well, you certainly have the colors of a reader when I see you. Somebody's energy field that has the blue and cobalt blue and purple energy, and especially the blue coming in around you. And over the last 3 years into the next 3 months, 3 years, three is all around you. I'm also seeing Archangel Gabrielle coming in. And Gabrielle, when I see Gabrielle as a female, and I see her as a horn, like those angels we see with on the Christmas cards, and I pay attention to how high her horn is up in the air, and it's the position of the 3 months, the 3 weeks, 3 days, position as far as the way I read it. And so that means to me, again, the energy over the next 3 days, 3 months, 3 years, as far as setting up the templates, as far as the reader. So think of you have, and actually, have you already done reading? And there's a part where, and also, is there a father that's crossed over on your with you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. There's and actually, I'm seeing Dad bringing in another father, so there's like two father figures coming in. I'm also seeing a guy who's recognizing, he's calling out to him, Michael James. And then he wants to separate the name, so I want to go to James and then Michael. And he also says Little Mikey, and he's showing me the Life commercial as far as, you know, when they said, let Mikey do it, let Mikey eat it,
does Mikey mean anything?
And that's a show, you know, a commercial of, I don't know, I think it was the 80s or 90s, but he's
right,
emphasizing like a life, like a Michael and then a Little Michael. The biggest thing that the men are emphasizing is, again, the right side energy and having breaking generational patterns and also going into as far as the issues of the heart. So it's being able to turn down the mind chatter and being able to go get right into the issues of the heart. You're very empathic, and so you could pick up on the people's energies. And also you get it, what Dad is saying is that not only do you get the abilities on both mom and dad's side, so you get the empathic part from mom's side and you get the claircognitive from dad's side. And Dad, it took till Dad going over there to knowing that. And I'm also seeing a great grandmother that was either red palms, red energies, red bottom of tea leaves, something in the family that was, she was ahead of her time. So she definitely comes in on dad's side, great-grandmother, as a forerunner. Actually, she comes in with, as two ladies come in there. So it could be a sister or sisterly energy. So the great-grandmother could have been taught by a neighbor or somebody, a girlfriend, best friend. And especially because I'm seeing them symbolically doing it under the cover. So it's being ahead of their time, being doing something daring. Religion could have been like a big component, like you shouldn't be doing this, and they're doing it anyway. And so the biggest energy component was being, again, a forerunner, following the heart instead of the coulda, shoulda, wouldas of what should be outside, what we should do, what we could do. And again, I see you not only training for this, but being preparing yourself, and particularly since you were little, but I see fine-tuning over the last 3 years in particular, because I see weights increasing in your right side. And when I see that, like somebody working out, that means to me practicing it, putting the weights in. And are you already doing readings?
I have, and I have a room in my new house that you told me I would be living in.
Cool.
And I'm preparing the room now.
Okay.
For,
all right, cool.
As a reading room and a yoga room, meditation
Good.
Room.
All right, cool. And the biggest thing that dads are emphasizing as you're doing the preparation, so that's perfect. So you're getting all, that's filling in the blueprints, that's filling in, again, the colors, the foundation, literally bringing it down to the physical level. And even I see gatherings there as far as teaching classes, even teaching people how to development classes. People love that. The gathering,
mm-hmm.
People are really looking for that human-to-human connection, where we've kind of got really far away from the human-to-human connection. And not that like their classes are really extremely popular, and I recommend to people to do those, but the human-to-human contact is also very important, too, especially right now. And so think, again, you've got the room ready, and so now it's like figuring out the nitty-gritties is what the dad's saying, and especially when he's saying as far as coming to money. So having, as you fill the outline, having a sense of money, how much you would charge, and getting those kind of details down in your head and feeling strong in your core with that, you know, and he's emphasizing, when I see a weight going up, that means to me really exercise that, to be able to stand again in your core with that. And that's important for you, because it's all about worth and self-worth and being able to do the light thing again for you. And I do see it bridging out to as far as helping people, empowering people, especially working on things with past. And do you feel yourself drawn to a lot of reading or picking up on a lot of past, people's past, life's past, like injuries that they had when they were younger, like why people have their themes? Like a lot of times my readings, a lot of times I see instantly, I go into their themes of what's holding them back. So I consider every reading that I do is more of a healing reading than necessarily like a psychic reading, even though I could pick up absolutely on psychic things. Just like you said, I saw the house and the room and all that, but I also, it's like a holistic reading, so there's a part of what I see you're doing the same thing as far as more of a holistic reading, where you're doing reading multidimensional is what it is, and that's what I see a lot of readings going to, as far as not just like, when is my boyfriend coming in, when is my job coming in. It's much more holistic, because we're holistic, we're multidimensional beings, and we're stepping more into that multidimensionality, and as we do, the reading components are changing and shifting profoundly, or people are much more open to that, you know, where before it would be, when's my boyfriend coming in, when's my job coming in, and now
right.
there's much more of a readiness, a listening part of before. I've noticed even with my style of changing, before when I used to talk about energy at 10 or 15 years ago, sometimes people energetically would be flipping me off in a session. If they're like, I don't care about energy, I want to know when it's my job coming in, right? But now
right.
I really noticed a profound shift in the last 7 to 2 years, and never mind the last 3 years, where people aren't doing the flipping off anymore. They're stopping that. Now I even see ears where they're showing me ears, like big, like Dumbo ears, where they're listening. So they're a part of them, consciously or again subconsciously, is being drawn to listen because they know it's what I'm saying rings to the soul, and not that I'm a right, but something about it is again remembering. They're having a soul remembrance that it's the truth, as far as not my truth, but a spiritual truth. And so that's right in the timing right now, where people are again waking up to the truth. And again, the truth is we're all aspects of God, creator, source. We all are being invited to get out of the illusion of separation, and the more we do that, the more we'll be able to have that unification, and that as we get unified and feel the unification of us getting stepping into again our mastery, our angel having the human experience, the more our life will feel like being the masters having the human experience. And that goes back to again helping people, bridging people into that. So I see that you're that going into life purpose, helping people figure out their life purposes and being able to step out of what is the right and wrong thing, as far as where so many people are assist into the collective consciousness in a big arm wrestling of we should do this, we should do that, and what we're doing is separating ourselves from ourselves. And the more we get into rewiring ourselves from the inside out, the more our outside circumstances will change and have to change, because that's what that's how we energetically are wired. So I see you doing a lot of that as far as bridging, helping bridging, and using your own story as far as helping people understand what's going on by your own story, your own truth. And so absolutely, not only do I see a reader, but I see you, the timing is perfect right now.
Okay? Ah, wonderful. Uh-huh. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Bright blessings to you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, Carrie, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Just making sure. That was the end of our calls. We only have a couple minutes left in the show if you'd like to wrap it up there.
Yes, I will.
I was just going to
say that we have a lot of things going on, and we have a lot of stuff coming up for the fall. So, and believe it or not, I can't believe that it's already August, and so we're already talking about September and the fall part. So we are just, we have the gathering. So we're just finishing up the gathering series. And so you can still catch up on that and the mastery series. So all of that is available, MP3 format, CD format, WAV format. And so if you want to have any of that information, again, email, call, visit the website, carrieoconnor.com. Email is union1111@yahoo.com. Or the phone number is 860-887-1201. And until next week, actually, I will be gone next week. So I will be in Ecuador, and I will be coming back the week after and telling everyone about it and giving Benny his very lovely gift. And so may everyone have a align with the divine and really take that miracle grow out and really weed your garden, and that's your energetic garden, and your life will change. It absolutely, that's what we're here to do, and we're all our miracles. In process, in practice, and also miracles breathing. And so the more we take in our divine heritage, the more it becomes our life. And so, again, may you align with the divine.